Hello everybody, I have blowing away feeling now that I can participate in this challenge and I'm very happy. Good topic, thanks for you that enjoyed this topic. Then I look back on the time that I was a child. And now look at my daughter. I can't believe how the time flies. Year after year goes by. It's the opposite point of life. Anyway, the first question, the best thing about my childhood. When I was a child, I was very happy because I'm the last child in my family. I would always crave attention, and my parents, my older brothers and sisters, they would shower me with attention. And another thing that I remember is all cousins and me. We would always play together, and we were freedom and had fun a lot. I have a fun memories of that time. In summer, we went out of the city and the farm. In the garden, there was a donkey with her baby. I'd be interested in animals and talk to them, and since I wanted to touch the donkey and talk to her, then all of a sudden the donkey thought I wanted to annoy her baby. So I see the donkey open her mouth, and just right off the bat, I saw myself that I was running, and the donkey chased me. Wow. That night I can't sleep. I couldn't sleep well, and because the donkey gave me such a scare that I didn't know what to do, and I felt like screaming at the top of my lungs. But that's a good and fun memories for me. Besides, it gave me frightened, and I was scared. So it's fun, and it made me to smile, and good memories for me of that time. And question two: what do you miss most about being a child? I think I don't miss anything because I was I'm always happy, and I can't answer this question. Question three: do you think that children these days have a better or worse childhood than your generation, and why? In my opinion, each time each children has its own opportunities, but the difference is how to use of them. So I can't say these days is better or worse. It's better or worse than my generation. The technology is developed, but maybe it don't cause to be a happy child. The most point is how to use of opportunities. So another question. What do you think? Question four. What do you think is most important for a happy childhood? For a happy childhood, it's important that being respectful from adults and for their they never criticize from adults for their mistakes, and because children are venerated because children have to be venerated as a holy beings, you know, and so when we respect the child and the children, they will be feel happy every time. And question five, what about your childhood and do you wish you could change? Sometimes I like to change the time and go path, and but now I can't answer exactly because I feel I had a good childhood and happy childhood. And question the reason is I have a good parents and they always love me and I love them. And question six, where did you grow up? How did that affect your childhood? The city and the place that we grow up is important because the most city is the more developing city is so that you grow up in, and the best you take good opportunities. So when the city is underdeveloped, so maybe you can't improve, and you feel awful about that rather than other children that live in a development city. And question seven, what were some of your favorite activities when you were a child? One of my favorite activity is painting and playing sitar, especially sitar, and the most important calligraphy, khattati, and always I was and another thing the most important the most favorite activity is calligraphy. And question eight, who besides your parents had the biggest impact on your childhood? This is my parent, another person that helped me to recognize myself and my ability better is my older sister, and also she like my parents helped me to recognize God, not by saying that you have to pray that there is a God. No, they learn it by their trait. And I admire them for it. And question nine, what do you want to provide your children that you didn't have when you were growing up? From an educational point, as I hadn't had good facilities and we didn't use of real methods and to obtain our future better, everything on past in a school was compulsory. So I tried to learn better about education to convey all learning to my daughter, especially about learning English. And I like to notice more about her ability and her interest. Who were you really jealous of when you were a child? Why were you jealous? No, I'm not jealous, so never it happened for me. What was your experience at the school school? What was your experience at the school like? Elementary, junior high, or high school? I was always the best student in all grades, and at university I had good friends. One of my experience at the school is that I was a private teacher for other children. And I like that a lot. And another thing about my during school time is I had a good friend that last week I saw her, and I know she's sick, and her disease is MS. And after that, until now, I'm confusing why this happened for my friend and why this. This is the end of my discussion, and I hope have a good time. Bye.